اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of this program, I'm glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation recited by that famous reciter, and after it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmud Shahhat Anwar. Sheikh Mahmud Shahhat Anwar, who was born in 1984, is the youngest son of prominent master of the noble Quran recitation, Sheikh Shahhat Muhammad Anwar. He managed to memorize the noble Quran completely under the care of his father at the age of 12. His bachelor's degree in Islamic and Arabic sciences from Al-Azhar University in Cairo. His role model in Quran recitation is his older brother, Sheikh Anwar Shahhat Anwar. Has been visited to many Muslim and non-Muslim countries such as Kuwait, Emirates, Qatar, Iraq, Bahrain, Indonesia, France, Belgium, America, and Greece. Having listened to his recitations, 7 people have been reverted to Islam, 4 from South Africa, 2 from the United Kingdom, and 1 from France. Now let's listen to the recitation of Sheikh Mahmud Shahhat Anwar, reciting verse 37 of Surah Ibrahim. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. ربنا
ولا تفجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verse 37 of Surah to Ibrahim, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Shahat Anwar. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Mahmoud Shahat Anwar, who is following the style of his father, Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. He has come up with certain innovations in his recitation, which his father didn't have in his recitations. But in this recitation, it was mostly in the style of Sheikh Shahat Anwar, his father, in Maqam Rast. And Sheikh Shahat was very adept and skilled in using this Maqam mm-hmm. Rast. And the same applies to his two sons. The two sons who recite the Quran, of course, because he has three sons. The two sons of Sheikh Shahat who recite the Quran, Sheikh Anwar and Sheikh Mahmoud, they also utilize Maqam Rast a lot in their recitation. It's a very beautiful Maqam, and it's a happy Maqam, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have too much sorrow in this Maqam, as in Maqam Bayati and Maqam Saba. We have two matul munfasils. Rabbana inni askantu.
Two disjunct mats.
Okay. Sheikh Mahmoud Shahat, most of the time, he does not do qasr of matul munfasil. He usually lengthens it to four or five vowel counts, like he did in this recitation. And when does matul munfasil take place?
Actually, when there's a long vowel and a cause of a mad in two separate words.
Which is hamza, yes. The cause of the mad is hamza. So whenever we have a long vowel, it could be aliful mad, ya'ul mad, wa'ul mad. Okay, yes. The three long vowels in Arabic. If they are followed by a hamza, we have to see whether this hamza is in the same word or in another word.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in another word, then you would have matul munfasil, disjunct.
Mm-hmm. It can't be something other than a hamza in two separate words.
No, you know, we don't have. Actually, it could be.
How?
For example, we have al-ana, which is actually al-ana. We have matul lazim.
That is matul lazim.
So it is matul lazim. It's in two words.
Yeah, so it is not
two words, and are pronounced with one mad.
No. You see,
Is one word.
Yeah.
And al-an is another word. Okay. We say al-ana. Okay. So we have a matul lazim in two words.
So the cause of the madul lazim can be something like a hamza?
Sukoon. It's a sukoon. Al-an. The lam is sakin.
So it is not Hamza.
No, you know, I'm saying...
You know, the question is, when do we have Maddul Munfasil? It is when... I said that it is... It happens when there is a long vowel plus the cause of the mad in two separate words. And as we know, the cause of the mad are three. We have Hamza, Sukun, and Tashdeed. Yes?
Okay.
Sukun and Tashdeed cannot be at the beginning of the utterance. Yes?
But what if you have a Hamzatul Wasl before, like in Al-An?
Again, it should not be pronounced.
It's not pronounced,
yeah,
but in
the utterance is a sakin letter. Mm-hmm. So it is not no more. It is no more maddul munfasil. It's a maddul lazim, because the cause of the mad is sakin now. Am I right?
Okay. You see, let's make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Maddul munfasil and maddul muttasil,
yeah,
take place only when the cause of the mad
is
a hamza.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If it's a sukun or tashdeed, it doesn't matter whether it's in a phrase or in a word.
Yeah.
That's when maddul lazim takes place.
That's right.
Okay.
Good.
This is the point.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And so this is maddul munfasil. Askantu. We have ikhfa of nun sakina. Min dhurriyati. We have another ikhfa of nun sakina, where we have to approximate the place of articulation of the letter of ikhfa, and at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts.
That's right.
In practice, it means that the articulators get close to the letter of ikhfa, which is after the nun sakina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we have ta. Ta, we use the head of the tongue and the gum line behind the upper front teeth.
Inclination ta. Stage.
Okay, we have to make... the tongue, and we have to place the tongue in the inclination stage, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and which is really close to the place of articulation of ta. And at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound.
That's right.
And we should totally disregard the place of articulation of nun. There's no nun at all.
Actually, we can say nun conceals behind the letter of ikhfa, and what is audible is just the nasalization.
Yes, that's right. And so we had min dhurriyati. The ra here has to be pronounced with tarqiq. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why is that? Because it has a kasra.
Sure.
Whenever ra has a kasra, you have to pronounce it with tarqiq.
Thinness.
In hafsan asam, okay, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in hafs, every single time the ra has a kasra, you have to pronounce it with tawqiq. But in other riwayas, this might not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
actually, it's impossible to pronounce ra with kasra with tafkhim. So in all riwayas, we have tawqiq of ra whenever the ra has a kasra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's impossible to pronounce ra with tafkhim if it has a kasra.
Mm-hmm.
And another point is that the ra is mushaddad. We have to make sure that there's no trilling sound of ra, because ra has this capability. It could be trilled. You could say, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِ ذُرِّيَّتِ. See, this is the trilling of the ra. We don't want this.
That is what we don't want.
وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِ ذُرِّيَّتِ. The tapping sound followed by the dragging sound of the tip of the tongue backward,
mm-hmm.
and we have inhiraf of the ra, of
deviation.
Tongue, deviation of the tongue, where the tongue moves back toward the place of articulation of ya.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, We'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.